And on this cold Tuesday afternoon, we're going to say good afternoon to Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library. And back from vacation, Cindy is.
Yeah.
Back in the cold weather, Cindy.
I know, and I had like 75, 80 degree weather where I was at. So it's kind of interesting. But I have a tan, kind of a little tan.
Nice. I thought you just are just burnt.
I'm kind of like a white person, you know. I mean, I really have really light skin, but I guess I can tan a little.
So you go from 80. So you go from 80 degrees to 15 degrees, huh?
I know. When we hit the cities, I think it was with the airport, whatever. I think it was 19 degrees.
Right.
You know, wow. So wasn't horrible, but
you're a tough Minnesotan.
Yeah, I have that Minnesota mentality, you know, so.
Good. Well, anyway. Welcome back. It's always good to take a vacation, isn't it?
It is. It was really nice. I mean, everything was very safe. Mm-hmm. A lot of masks, a lot of sanitizer everywhere.
Yeah.
And stuff. And so, yeah, it was really good.
Good.
Super good. Super good, but ready to be back to work.
There you go.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, it's the first couple days back is kind of tough, so.
Yeah.
Well, what's happening at the library?
Well, we do have quite a few things going on in February. In fact, tonight at 5:30 p.m., we have a preschool story time that we're doing with ECFE. So if you have a preschooler, come on down and join us because we always do something fun and exciting. I mean, Georgia is like this super fun person, and she's partnering with Tina Baldwin. So it is going to be wonderful. So make sure that you stop on down at the Appleton Library tonight at 5:30 p.m. If you've got a preschooler. And then tomorrow we have a computer as well as all sorts of exciting things with Steve Stairrood. He does ESL as well as helps with GED and all sorts of things in addition to any of tech questions. And he's here on Wednesday, February 2nd as well as the 16th from 4 to 6 p.m. And then also on the 2nd at 3:30, we are showing an after-school movie, Mosley. I really don't know a whole lot about that movie, but I hear it's popular as far as the reviews. And then next week, we have an adult program where we're learning about laser cutting on February 8th. In fact, our class is full, and I think we've got like 12 or 13 people on a wait list, so obviously quite popular. And then also on the 9th, we've got an after-school craft for school-age kids. Dr. Seuss Magic Show on the 12th of February at 10:30 a.m. And this is for children and families. So we kind of do this, do a program usually for our 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten. But we invite all families to it. You know, we don't just limit it to kids that are, you know, not in kindergarten yet. So if you like a magic show, come on down and join us. And that is on February 12th,
okay,
which is a Saturday at 10:30 a.m. And so, like I said, it's for children and families. We've got Take and Makes the third week in February for both kids and adults, where you get all of the supplies and materials, and you take them home, and you can work on them. We've got Lego Club, Book Club, all sorts of fun things going on here at the Appleton Library. Even a button making after school event.
A what making after school event?
Button making.
Oh, button making.
Yeah,
what's
that's gonna be pretty fun. You know how you make those buttons with your kids' faces on, you know, for sporting events? Well, I think George has got a different take on it, so it should be fun. Yeah, and like I said, we always have something fun and exciting going on here. And now I'm super recharged, you know.
Yep.
So I could probably like run around the library for a while or something. I'm kind of excited.
Okay, awesome. Well, should we move into what people are reading?
Sure. New this week, One Step Too Far by Lisa Gardner is on the New York Times bestseller list. It's the second book in the Frankie Elkins series. Frankie searches for a young man who went missing during a bachelor party camping trip. Ooh, kind of sounds scary.
Mm-hmm.
Also new in nonfiction is The Betrayal of Anne Frank by Rosemary Sullivan. Mm-hmm. New technology was used to investigate who revealed the location of Anne Frank and her family to the Nazis. I've been hearing a lot of buzz about this book.
Yes, 60 Minutes a couple weeks ago did a thing on that
book. Yeah, I know. Yep. Like I said, there's a lot of buzz about it, so we'll have to see, you know, how the book is. I haven't read it yet, but I plan to. Also new in nonfiction is Blood in the Garden by Chris Herring. It's a senior writer for Sports Illustrated. It gives a history of the New York Knicks during the 1990s. And then also Just Pursuit by Laura Cotes. I'm not sure how to say that, really. The CNN senior legal analyst and former assistant U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia describes how our legal system treats black people differently. So lots of new and exciting things are always popping up. I mean, usually this time of year is a little quieter.
Right.
But if you have a favorite author or if you need a book suggestion, come on down. We love to do that because we all are readers. I don't know if you noticed on Facebook for the month of January, we posted each person that worked at the library and kind of some of their favorite books or some favorite themes that they're interested in, and each person had a different take. So check out our Facebook page and see what our staff have to say about what they're reading.
Okay, that's Appleton Public Library Facebook page then. Okay.
Yes, it is. Make sure you do Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota, yeah, not Appleton,
otherwise,
Wisconsin.
You're going to Wisconsin, and I think that's way too far away.
Yep, that's right. So I got to ask you, Cindy, how many books did you get read while you were on vacation?
Well, you know, my husband read 4 on vacation. I mean, which is kind of really a big deal for him.
Yeah, good for Gary.
And I probably read 12, 15.
Wow.
But, you know, I'm a speed reader.
Yep.
You know, and he reads only nonfiction.
Yep, me
and
too.
Stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And he really read some super interesting books. So if you see him, ask him what he's been reading lately.
All right,
he's
had
some super interesting things. You know, we would chat about it, of course, when he was reading. So yeah, super fun. It was a great vacation. Wonderful to escape this weather for a little bit.
Yep.
Great opportunity to catch up on some really fun reading.
Yeah, I'll ask Gary about his books when I see him next. All right, Cindy. Yeah, so when's the library open and where are you located?
Okay, the library is located in the Appleton Civic Center, and we are open Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. Also, make sure that you check our Facebook page as well as our website for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Library. And if you're looking for something to do, make sure you check out our Adult Winter Reading Program. We love to give away prizes, and we do that each week when we are having this program January through March.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, yeah.
Sounds good, Cindy.
Yeah.
Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds fabulous. You have a great week.
And Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.